T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The analyst for CBS News is nice enough to cut out a little time in her busy schedule, as you see her on TV and hear her on the radio, here to join us on Monday mornings. Jill Schlesinger, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
It's a crazy day.
Well, I guess we're all trying to figure out these taxes, huh?
Goodness gracious. Yes, indeed. You know, we've got this plan that was passed by the Senate, but there's now also a plan that's passed by the House. And those two plans actually have some big differences left to resolve. And hey, you know what I just did? I looked up how many sessions are left on the congressional calendar.
Mm-hmm.
For the Senate, with today included, 10 sessions. The House, 8 sessions. So that's a lot of work to reconcile in a short period of time. They say they're going to do it. They're going to hustle and get it done. So we'll see. But again, there are some big things, tax brackets, whether they're going to reconcile the deductibility of mortgage up to $1 million versus $500,000. Are they going to give a child tax credit of $1,600 or $2,000? All of these things are actually quite big deals to the folks who are affected by it.
Do corporations need a tax break?
I'm not sure. I mean, look, the reality is that companies are soaring in profitability. Stock prices are rising dramatically.
Oh, boy, yeah.
We see another big day today that's going to be looking good for investors. So I guess I would ask you the question, which is, you know, given that information and also given the fact that middle class Americans generally have not seen a pay increase when you factor in for inflation in about 20 years, maybe it would have been a better idea to simplify the tax code for the corporations, because there are some problems with that code, but give bigger breaks to people who actually haven't had a good 20 years. That's the thing that I've been thinking about. I've noodled around quite a bit.
If they get the cut, do you think that they will increase salaries on average around?
Yeah, that's the big question, because if you're a believer in this plan, then you've got to say absolutely. And, you know, I was on CBS this morning and Norm O'Donnell said, hey, you know, the CEO of AT&T says he's going to hire people if he gets a tax cut. Well, AT&T hasn't been necessarily hiring that many people right now, and they've made a ton of money this year. So corporate America is sitting on a lot of money that has yet to be spent. They have not used it to pay increased wages, nor have they used it to do some different kinds of hiring than they've been doing already. So I don't know. I mean, I hope they will. That would be awesome. It would be great if we got huge wage increases because of this. I'm just not convinced, because I talk to too many CEOs who under the, you know, sort of say, well, off the record, Jill, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that money and it's going to be great for our share price. Okay, well, that's good if you're a stockholder. But just about 48% of this country doesn't own a stock, a bond, or a mutual fund.
Wow.
So, you know, I'd like to see those folks get some raises.
Yeah, no kidding. So one of the things that I think about, and I know that you think about, because if I'm thinking about it, you're well a step ahead of me on this deal, but 08, 09, we watched that market soar, and then boom, Now we're looking at this thing just jump again. Should we be worried?
I don't think you should be worried. I think that you should always be cautious. You know, I've used this metaphor before with you, which is, you know, to me, the stock market's like swimming in the ocean. It's great when things are going well and you can see big waves and you're body surfing and things are great. But, you know, there are times where that ocean tide can really catch you by surprise and pull you out. And so, too, with investing, that I don't want you to be scared, but I want you to be smart. So if you haven't looked at that 401k all year long, you might say to yourself, oh, there's going to be new highs today. Today would be a great day to look at this account. Today would be a great day to make sure that I am balanced. Today would be a great day to say, hey, you know what? I've owned my company stock for a long time. It's done incredibly well. Do I want to keep rolling the dice like this? Maybe not. Maybe I should just be smart and have a more diversified portfolio. So now I'm sounding like the boring old certified financial planner that I am.
You're never boring. I know that.
And thank you to the CFP board for instilling that in me. But it's just a good, healthy dose of caution is great. Fear is not necessary.
Oh, well, good. I like that part of it. Excuse me here. I'm all emotional when you join us.
I know that. Me too.
It happens every time.
Yeah, you know.
Well, listen, you come back next Monday if you don't mind.
I will, and you stop talking. Love you.
Okay. She is Jill Schlesinger on WCCO, CBS Business Analyst.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.